joining us. The newest addition to the Buffalo Bills roster, Kevin Cobb, quarterback. Kevin, first, welcome to Buffalo again. I know you were here a couple of weeks back on a visit that turned into an agreement in principle. Maybe just for the fans, explain how the visit came about initially, you know, coming here and kind of getting a feel and a lay of the land.
Well, when I got released from the Cardinals, a couple teams were calling, and all of a sudden Buffalo called and said, hey, we want to meet him tomorrow. I guess they've been discussing it, you know, and so they were down that part of the area, that part of the United States, came down, visit with me. We had lunch together. That's really when it kicked off. Had a great conversation. Personalities matched. Offensive philosophy matched. And I think we both walked away going, okay, this could be, you know, this could be what we want. And, of course, then they have to get me out here for a physical. So they flew me and my wife out, came up here for 2 days, had some more meetings with them, and then immediately started discussing contract negotiations. And when the news broke, just to clear this up, when the news broke that I agreed to come here in principle, like you said, that was true. I had some stuff back home that was still lingering. I had to go back, take care of a few things, and then obviously here this week, and just brought the contract with me.
So, Kevin, did you have any preconceived notions coming in as to what to expect with Coach Marone or Coach Hackett or the quarterbacks that were already on this roster?
Not really. I know Tavarius from, you know, just meeting him throughout the last couple of years. But with Coach Marone, I knew a little bit about what he'd done at Syracuse, knew a little bit about his offense. Intrigued me a little bit, obviously, when I sat down with him and they started to discuss their philosophy a little bit and what they wanted to do at this level. That's when I got really excited, you know, and we all know that that's got a lot to do with a player's success and, you know, the right fit, not just the coaches and their philosophy, not just the player and his, you know, his attributes, but the way they've meshed together. And so that's what, you know, I think that's why there's some high hopes here.
I know it's kind of a different scenario for you because, you know, you didn't get to pick the Eagles. They drafted you.
Right.
You didn't get to pick the Cardinals because you got traded there.
Right.
Maybe just walk me through your thought process entering this situation where, as a free agent, you did have some of a say in where you were going to end up.
Yeah, you definitely do. It's a different thing. You know, you have to change your mindset a little bit. And you go first with who has a need, who, you know, again, which offensive philosophy fits you. And then you start breaking it down into, okay, what's – do I want to move my family to this city, you know, and for my personality and stuff like that. And so when I came up here and I met with them and I got to spend a little time in the city and spend a little time up here at the facility, it was pretty much a lock, you know, that this is where I wanted to be. And of course, then the contract negotiations went on from there and we were able to seal it up pretty quickly.
I really realize it's not probably at the top of the priority list when you're making a decision as a free agent, but the team's defense has to at least be a factor in your decision. Now, having played against these guys and experiencing them firsthand, their intensity, the pressure they can generate, you know, was that game, that experience enough to convince you that this defense should be able to get you the ball back more and give you guys more opportunities on your side of the ball?
Absolutely. Yeah, we knew when we watched them last year, you know, they'd come off two games back-to-back where they'd given up a lot of yards. A, we knew they were going to have a chip on their shoulder about it. And then B, when they came in, they were flying around the way they did. You know, it was something to watch. So you do take that into effect. I mean, like I told you, I'm here to win. I'm here to be successful as a player, but I'm also here to be successful as a team, obviously, first and foremost. So I think even whenever you ask some of the coaches, maybe you ask some of the other players that are here, when they looked at it, you know, you start going down the list of the pros and the cons, and all of a sudden, I told somebody this the other day, this is a hidden gem here, in my opinion. You know, we're just kind of, everything's just kind of quiet behind the scenes. You know, hired a college coach and, you know, 13 years without a playoff, or is it 13, isn't that right?
Yeah.
13 years. You know, that's fine. Let's just keep it that way. Myself, you know, this is my third stop. That's fine. Let's just do it. Let's just keep it that way. And then we'll put together some, you know, some good games, and hopefully at the end we're in the tournament.
Not to make you relive it that much, but, I mean, we were at that game. You took a licking in that game.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing you in the bowels of the stadium after the game. They're wheeling you out on a stretcher, and you're sitting up. They're telling you to lay down. You're like, no, I'm sitting up. And maybe you couldn't have laid down with the way your ribs were at that point, but I'm guessing you were headed to the hospital at that point, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I was. All kinds of scans and analysis and MRIs and – it was truly, I mean, needless to say, it was the most pain I've ever felt tenfold. I mean, I was talking to some of the guys this morning that were on the field when it happened, you know, and everybody was just kind of in shock because I think it took me 3 days to get my arms down after that whole thing happened. You know, once the way my ribs were laying in there, it was excruciating pain no matter what they gave me, and hopefully never have to relive that again. But it's kind of ironic that, yeah, I'm sitting out here with the guy who did it and playing with, you know, against the team that happened to me.
I'm sure you're expecting some wisecracks in the locker room at some point from the guys on the other side there. Playing under constant duress is no fun for a quarterback, but you've got some quality offensive tackle talent here, a solid interior with Eric Wood, who I think you may have already met and spoken to maybe once. How do you feel about these guys that you have in front of you? You haven't played with them, but, I mean, there's some recognizable names, a couple of high draft picks. I mean, you have to feel pretty good about what's setting up in front of you there.
Yeah, I've watched some film, and when I was doing my due diligence and seeing just the talent level there alone, and then I've heard some good things about some guys asking around the league about some people in there. You know, because a lot of it is the rapport you can build within that huddle as well. Seems to be a good group of guys, too, that you can gel with and that want to work and that are hungry. And then, of course, Coach Marone, offensive lineman, you know, he's got that background to him as well, you know, so he's going to protect, and then, of course, you know, Nate's going to have that same philosophy. So I feel very comfortable about where we're going up front and the protection that we're going to have.
And you've played with some talented backs before too, but when you have a talent like CJ, how much more effective is your play action out there?
Yeah, I mean, it's special. And not only that, but dumping the ball down to him, you know, I mean, just flipping the ball and all of a sudden he's 60 yards down the field. I mean, I remember when he turned the corner against us last year, you know, at Arizona, it was phenomenal. And that was kind of when he was catching stride, I believe, going into that game. So, yeah, he's a special guy. Fred, the stuff he does, you can't even put into words. I mean, the way he blocks, his intensity in the locker room. Just today, what I've been around, what I've seen on film, following him through his career. He's a Texas boy, so we always try to keep up with each other, you know. And, you know, he's a special player as well. So there's definitely not any doubt in my mind about those two guys.